Ma'am, you just said essential request for my permission.
Just my call. He's not a colleague. Why? No, that one's too. Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, I propose that we start our meeting. I think I come to you first. No, okay. 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 I would like to welcome everybody here. Honorable members, DG from Land Affairs and his team. I haven't received any apology. As I'm sure this one from Portugal. Maybe before we continue our meeting, I would like maybe to extend on behalf of the portfolio committee members that we are supposed to be having agriculture and land presentation today. But you remember we took a resolution of saying that we need to receive each documentation of any presentation 7 days before the actual presentation. So for agriculture, we didn't receive those documents until yesterday late. So we decided to send them away to rectify that one, and they were having... They didn't even meet with the minister to discuss their budget and strategic plan. So we decided to send them away. As now we don't know how were their discussions, or the minister has endorsed or agreed that they may come. But we think that maybe if they come, they'll come next week on Tuesday. So we'll see during the course of the week what is happening. So I sincerely want to apologize on that one, but we are implementing our resolution. For agriculture again, I just want to apologize again to the DG, because we thought the same. We received their document yesterday, but they did comply and to the resolution. They sent our documents, they say, last week on Monday. So it was secretary problem again. It was not distributed to members until yesterday. So they distributed on time. So I would like to extend an apology saying that it was our in the committee side mistake not to give these documents to the members. Hoping that those are policies that affected members. Are there any comments on that note? No, we didn't not even to entertain that part. The only thing that is so, you know here, if the minister has endorsed the document, the strategic plan, it used to have the minister statement. So there was no minister statement. That's when we realized that they did not consult the minister. So not for us to entertain that. It's just to say that if the minister doesn't endorse this or come say this is correct, you didn't consult the minister and you sent them away, so they will sort it out themselves.
Mr. Minister, did I
text
you
to start from?
Yeah.
No. No, she didn't. I was doing my work as a person saying that if they submit documents, if you can check the documents, some of them they are having ministers introducing and they like, that means that they consulted the minister. They are giving help. So we're supposed to know our way. So I've gone through there and I found that they didn't have. With the ARC one, it has the same. The ARC budget and strategic plan, it has the same. So we send them away. Send them back and take those away. So we'll discuss they are coming back on during the course of the week. If there are no any comments on this one, we accept that Apollo is in the change of the program. Then I will give the DG an opportunity to introduce his team. And with us here, we are having a commissioner, a chief commissioner for them, whom they are coming to present tomorrow. But I'll give over to DG and introduce the team and get into the presentation.
Good morning. I will ask the official from the party to the size of the country, the country is 2 million hectares, but allocated to me and has an allocated family. And he is 2 million hectares, that farmland. He is a cultural land that he owns a wife of the country. That's where we started. Now, in terms of our capital, of 30% of the distribution of our cultural land that we continue, we are supposed to deliver the land 24.6 million hectares. Now, where are we in terms of that 24.6 million hectares? So far, just over 4 million hectares of land has been delivered. Before last year, we were at 3.3 million. Now we are just over 4 million. Now that means approximately 20 million hectares must still be delivered between now and 2014. It also means that on the average, we have to get about 2.8 million hectares per annum to make that study. Now going to the strategy plan itself, program by program. Program 1, which is called the administration program, which incorporates branches such as corporate sector, which deals with issues of human resources, that kind of the department, in terms of that program, we supposed to achieve the following: to create an enabling environment for improved service delivery through leadership alignment and focus on educational culture and architecture. Development of the program for empowerment of youth and children, people with disabilities and those living with disability, as well as those affair groups, within the context of the discussion mandate. Improvement of internal controls. Now, in relation to those on slide 11, to those objectives of that program, if you look at our strategic plan that we have obtained, they are setting out what we want to achieve in the following year. One of them is the organizational structure of the party. We have been going through a process, Now we have come to the end of that process. At the end of this month, we shall be presenting the structure to the department, to the Minister of the Department, as well as to the Minister of Public Service and Education for their approval. The reason that we have gone through this process is because we have come to realize that given the mandate of the department, and particularly after the land survey in 2005, that so much has to be done by the department, that certain things have to be affected in the department, in many areas of the department, in order to be able to come up with the capacity that is necessary for us to be able those needs and objectives that we have set for ourselves. So we have come up with a new structure. streamlining our process, streamlining our process, as well as picking up the capacity. But we both in terms of the body as well as skin. As part of that process, one of our outputs, second output, is some of the assurance of care and study, which we need implement in the term of care. We have also started to review the budget. So we are coming up with the implementation of the budget to the leader's education practice. And in this respect, we shall be producing reports on how we are implementing our strategy. 1.5 years again. To move on to slide 12. In this program, we are also working on issues of compliance management. So we are developing strategies for this and manage compliance. We are also looking at the question of skills development, which are becoming a framework for provision of skills for them that are current reform. But we are also going to be looking at our information technology architecture in order to develop efficient information and knowledge management strategy. In this respect, I would like to refer you to the strategic plan again in terms of the output that we want to come up with in the coming financial year and year after that. We have put as an output for ourselves that is clear. The question of the reviewed performance management system, improved reporting mechanisms, and in terms of all of these, wants to start implementing these reviewed and aligned performance management systems from the section of 2007. And we shall be providing monthly and quarterly reports in terms of the departmental performance, which shall be capturing the departmental performance and international data. With regard to programs of empowerment, women, children, people with disabilities, and so on. We have already in this current financial year started a process with people with disabilities, which is almost complete. And we're hoping in the next financial year we shall be implementing programs, empowerment programs for people with disabilities. This year we will consult with the organization that we prepared. So as we are needing relations to plan to grow, and indeed we have done that, it has been a very, very good process. And there's a number of particularly in terms of how our talent is what we are needing to plan. And then in the next financial year, we start to publish program that we have a kind of good thing that was identified later. But we have also gone ahead to start consulting with youth working in the country, such as the National Youth Commission. So we are going to go through the same process with the kind of youth to come up with a strategy of coming up with a program for youth empowerment. And in relation to that strategy, we are hoping that we will be in a position to tell that it is ready by the 31st of March 2008. So we are going to be using this year for consultation. Then I want to thank you to life and taking. Integrated planning process is supporting the training of departmental performance and arms. Thanking ourselves in terms of our participants. And I think the authority is very, very integrated. You have started a process internal within the ministry, between the two departments, and it has made our planning process. Now, So we're taking that sequence of information and try and combine it with F-star and F-star, particularly information to both F for A for X for X, that will lead to the question of F. So that will bring us a new kind of information for language information, or which focus on the information information. Separate from our view on the question of the provider for the content from the existing information for them which is not used. In other words, the same left five land for public and they chose their own land. We are looking at better options of how that in amongst others, which includes accessibility, cultural small holdings around small rural towns. So those are some of the things that are for the thing. That is the only way in which the Kenyan authority of the government can be addressed. We are also looking at our state administration and management. Essentially, some of these political reforms that we want to talk about may lead to us having to amend the White Paper. Of course, that is dependent on whether our political reform proposal is required. Even before we have implemented the Communal Land Rights Act, it has become apparent to us that the important need to amend certain aspects of the text in order to clarify certain issues, such as the issues that have come out partly in the question. What is contained within the experience my ethics, and the ethics of life, and to the next meeting program for coming by the subject. We are hoping after a very long time that this one, this piece of education, will be enough. This piece will become law in the next one. Long awaited. This is beyond our control. It could not be from our agent earlier. Yeah. And there are also some technical amendments that we wanted to bring to this coming education program. However, because the leader of government is decided to cut down the number of amendments or deals that are going to be introduced in the next session, we have decided to hold those efforts to the next expansion for the next financial year following the next. That will be definitely in terms of our legislation program. Important people, but we have provide economic opportunities for people to make all the assets that are being there. I have spoken about the question of a fund balance. What do I do in terms of protecting the actual choice? Among other people, we want to, in addition to what I said, we want to set up several programs that are already started. We set up a land bank management company. We want to call back some of you have asked questions. The number of contributions that I have to make. That is your schedule of time. And our answer is only to be taken from the government to see how many that is not able to come. Because we could not effectively monitor the efficient use of capacity. We only know about the issue when they are important to us, either by the people who are at the table, by the municipalities who are the top-step point of call, whenever people are facing such an issue. So we have now protected these budgets that we need to set up the government institution to have but it is also aimed at ensuring that those people who are potential for the development of the country, in terms of rights for people who are living in the country, that whenever they are admitted, they want to have the development of the country. The court order prepared for them. So this will help us to provide much better for information. We have just entered into an agreement within the Rural Middle Trust to be able to make involved to make a back with our presentation directly whenever people like. In relation to statements and information, we have realized that it is important that we decentralize our professional office rather than having a centralized professional office so that we are more effective. And in relation to that decentralization also, we are creating both the new structure that I was talking about here, which is new code. But that will not be enough. We also need so we will also be embarking on capacity to automation so that we can do to go to slide 19. We are also thinking of not probably in the next financial year, but in the one that follows, that we may want to introduce an amendment of the F1 which is essentially in the implementation of the most important amendment in relation to that would be the right of separation of occupation of land in being owned by anyone, so it is in the public sector, it is in the private sector. We have come to realize that sometimes we lose an opportunity by not being actively involved in all the things in the bank market. And one way in which we ensure that we are actively involved in the bank market by allowing all sellers of the bank to offer their rent. After the event comes, we also started to consider stretching our finances and we can see shortly coming with the month of financing because it has become clear to us that something needs to be done. Property prices are rising and we need to look at the contribution from the bank for the bank in terms of making that challenge of rising property prices. I think it's the most appropriate and important of finance reforms. So we will be coming with a selective approach to the economic model. We're not only looking at financing models, but we're also looking at settlements. Currently, we are talking of the special temporary and among the things that is the special temporary affecting us is in relation to the facility of the temporary. It is recorded that up to now, our process has been learned from the application. Which is not a help to keep us, you know, the so, as part of this process of coming out, it's an attempt to help us with the opportunity. We want to take for actually acquiring and prepare us for the future, cultural land, prepare us then for funding sectors before we can do anything in each other. So that at the time that we start this program. So we are looking at setting up the model in relation to that. We are trying to set this model in between us. And we are hoping that it will be able to question that we need.
Thank you.
Slide 20. Data plan is a recognition. This is a program which aims at helping the country, particularly in the budget program, in terms of racial blend. It's learning with management, as I was talking about here. It's also a regulatory framework that we also understand, ensuring that our racial blend is satellite in this issue. To ensure that the Apache special claim patterns are dealt with, to ensure that we can identify systems and multifunctional locations there for development, and we need to do the same before. We are also assisting, as I said, the municipalities in terms of coming up with their digital development framework in terms of the requirements of the SDGs. So those are some of the things that we want to achieve in terms of the digital framework. You can talk in that regard about the specific things that we want to do. We have been talking about agricultural development projects. We have identified but having identified projects, we need to come up with initial data and analysis of what it is that we are aware of agricultural development projects and what are the. So this What is important to us about the island is the potential of the transform that is user friendly, which provides for the machine and electronic adapter in line with the constitution, so that we can start implementing the new order land rights. We are providing new land rights to our members of the nation. If you take, for example, Clara would extend new land rights and one of the land rights to the register in the deed. And one of the deed to the deed after. So we want to. But also in relation to which currently is in the canal of the city, which is aimed at not only making the community a friend, but also to ensure that there is a faster legislation of the city. We want to have an electronic system so that people can lodge their papers in terms of registration of their property electronically. Currently, everything is done on whether the property is moved or not, it has been very difficult for people to cope with the extent of the bonus that they have come to for their ability to in a minor way. So, this is a data. Also,
we need to finish this.
That's before we allow. But we would also like to give you an idea of where you are in terms of our budget.
Thank you, Chair and the first table that we have convention there. Are we all there?
The first table, we could maybe use the first table with
today, our financial performance today. And the table indicates what is the adjusted budget. So if you look at the table and just focusing on the target, if you look at the overall for the department, we have a budget of adjusted budget of 2.7 billion. Expenditure today, at end of February, is 3.2. The next one for next, but I won't be focusing on that. We just talk to the expenditure today. And it gives us a spending of 87% spending in relation to the adjusted budget. And it's just important for us to share this with those members. Of course, if you look at our financial performance last year, also taking into account that our budget also has been increasing quite steeply in line with the mandate that we have to deliver. We were looking at in the 2005-2006 financial year, our financial performance was standing at 73% in relation to the budget at the end of the financial year. Then we are now looking at 11 months, and we are talking to September 2007. We are looking at 87. It's trying also to see from the figures, but certainly we have made some strides in improving our performance. And if you look at the impact, just to pick up some of the main drivers, the focal areas in terms of where we are doing the key programs that we are focusing on is program for the distribution, which basically has both the bulk of the budget and the level. They are now standing at 94%. Previously, we were sitting at 66% in the previous financial year. Now we are at 94%. So you can see that certainly there's very constant effort there to try and ensure that we really finalize all the outstanding things that we have on our hands. Going to the next table. The next table is forward-looking. It comes to the 2007-08, you know, the current financial year, also the medium term, the two outer years. You see now that our budget is going to move from 3.7 billion to 5.6 billion. And overall, over the medium term, we're looking at a budget of 60 billion for the department. And basically, this is what we were at the weekend. I just said that the conference is what the progress of the beginning. The second thing we do, the only challenge that we are going to have is that as the DG has indicated, we are busy coming up with trying to restructure to look at our capacity requirements. So we might have to look at how we then address that need, because it's only now that we are going to say, how much staff we need. And so we might have to do a little bit of prioritization so that we can sustain our services like that. But if you look at priorities, and let's say it's working program for you, see that the program for the situation is budget connected 3.3 million, tapering down, going to 2.5, going to 1.2. And we know that they have to also come to an end because they've done for the bulk of the work. But you also look at then to form the next program going from 1.3 to 1.7 in round law to 2.9 in the next year, going to 3.3. It's taking an uptick, indicating also the shift in focus to say as the institution winds down, resources and policy priorities, informal policy priorities would be put into the lens of progress. And those two main programs that are put in the form of distribution and rental distribution and the other programs, they account for 88% of the budget allocated in the coming year. So the next slide basically comes to that. It gives you the how the case type is divided, 10% going to level 4, the situation being 58%. And the next slide just emphasize the one that is always not in color, but the one that indicates the bar graph and the line. The line, the upper line, they're like going up and going down in 2008 and 9, in 2010. And you see the other one going up. The one going down, the first line there, it represents your institution. So the funding will be going down, and then the upper one, that is the one that is with a positive red, is basically the length of progress. So yes, we do have adequate resources to find the problems, like, but like I said, we might have to retire past the paper for the big exercise that we just attended.
Thanks for the presentation. Members, are there any comments, questions? I recognize honorable name.
There's something that I thought of saying every year, almost the same thing. Planning, what is going to go plan this year. But we also heard about the ministers, the exterior of all stuff. Then there was a program which I think that they bought into for the chief. Now we heard about proactive land acquisition strategy plus last year that time too. We heard about the special purpose vehicle last year that time too. Now also from this Lahosa, as I understand it, this was the strategy that had to be And now, I want to know, that was last year, November, we talked about, let me say, year back when we begin talking about these things, how much land has the department bought to then, my second, you say that transfer of in the group that 3.1 million hectares in the 2007-2008 will probably pass private partnership. Now I want to know how you are going to go about this and when. And how will this public-private partnership count for the 30% charge? And this is something about Clara, and it is in, we talk about Clara almost for 2 years. Now I want 2 questions. First is to commend the commend. What is it? Who is the person in the communal land who needs to have the tenure secure? Who is that person? It's the person in my mind, and I can understand to be correct. It's the person that is the mission to occupy. I cannot understand why Clara cannot be that person more security of that tenure. In the meantime, looking at all the other problems that go to the end. But I cannot understand why you cannot be more serious to the future. And that is my question. Why can't you do so? And then I've got some other questions, but I will put them later. The investigation by the Public Service Commission into the land affairs department. Have it been finished? Has it been finished? And what is the outcome?
I thought it was going to come back right before me.
That's why
I gave you the key. I'm going to ask when the DA comes close to me. Doing something very wrong. Sir, my first question would be on slide number 10. I suppose where we started for stage 5.
if I'm looking at prayer number 10, page 5, I will, of course, deal with that slide, with slide number 18, page 9. You see, my first question, what is this strategy that you will employ to make sure that you fast track the land reform? But if you look at 4 million, just over 4 million, within, I'm saying, 12 to 15 years, and we're talking about 7 years, or only 8 years, but to deliver 20 million taxes, and we have delivered only 4 million within 10 to 15 years. Just tell us what miracle that you are going to have to make sure that the nation has been planned. But I'll call it a miracle. The other issue in terms of that page, because if you look at page from the slide number 10 and you read slide number 18, slide number 18, waypoint number 1. You are saying 24.9 million hectares of productive white owned land provided to individuals left from 2014. You are saying 24.6. What you can do the other one, 0.3? I'm going to ask what is that, that difference come from? And again, in terms of the 60,000 individuals, how did you come to that number? You just talk about 24.9 million to 60,000 individuals. Just tell us, how did you come to that conclusion? I'm sure you get it from the call to that president. The other issue on slide number 12. I'll refer you to several slide number 12. Strategy plan, of course, under the administration. Well, this one, this is the administration of slide number 12. Bullet point number 2. You say provision of skills development for all relevant stakeholders. Now, if I'm looking at your page, what is it? On your third plan, and for page 17. Look at page 17. You are saying here, provisional a skill development program for land and again reform for all the relevant stakeholders. You are then taking your target, 2007-2008, four provinces by 21st March 2008. And by 2008-2009, three provinces for 21st March 2009. Then my question there would be, what makes it take so long to develop those skills? But you see the difference of a tier, of course, different functions there. And then what then is going to happen to the balance of two problems? Well, two problems are not here from here. Are you then telling us that by 2010, he's only done seven problems? What about the other two problems? Which are those two problems which are not here for the terms of this particular problem? Judgment before us here. If I may quickly ask a similar question on the same page, on track plan that page 15, the output. If the Ministry of the Vatopiri Revitalization Strategy and Enhanced Service Delivery is promoted, your target is March 2008. You know, this issue is one of the issues. Because the Vatopiri is not a new thing. It has been with us for years. I'm wondering if they are saying today to us that in terms of the same deliverance, entity, different plan. You are only saying your target in terms of what is important, what is there. I'm then suggesting that for the past few years, since it has been pronounced and agreed by the press, by the cabinet, that has not been tested. But if you look at this document, I'm thinking about the previous three, four documents that came before. You didn't see this particular representation at all. I'm trying to recall the previous document that came before. This is the first time that I'm coming across, unless my colleague here will definitely say something to pick up my wrong. But this is the first time I've come across this population. Which is like something else we need. Which I believe that we need a convincing explanation that we can make. If I may quickly tell this in a lot of ways, it was that I didn't think it, but I got noted somewhere. On page, slide number 15, on page 8. The Clara Amendment Bill. I don't have to say much, but I think you unpack this in terms of the question. Though it's my... What is it? Not only, report of it. Or maybe you report the statement that is something to carry on or whatever. It may be considered context in terms of the government which is coming before, which will be coming to report before. Then the few last ones will be on slide number 18, okay, that's slide number 18, because I thought I was right there. We are saying, to understand the future's land, labor claim, refers to personalized labor claim, or labor claim, but then labor claim, I'm reading what is written here. The future's labor claim refers to personalized. Maybe just enlighten us whether you are dealing with labor-related issues in terms of the employer and the labor in terms of some of the issues that are how this has been formalized in terms of people. But I'm sure the problem for the state of labor then is not there at all. The next one is a comprehensive provincial implementation plan of the law. You know, this sentence is coming to us for the second time. This sentence came out last year when it talked about exactly the same comment. Exactly the same comment. And I think then, this was not before, it was the testing of the plan. What is the name again? Of Manda. You see, Dr. Spanta raised that the budget plan, they even referred to KwaZulu-Natal. That they are getting a very good cooperation with KwaZulu-Natal, and as a result of that, the implementation in KwaZulu-Natal is going very, very well. Now that they are going to say, plan developed. Is it? They say plan developed. I thought by now you should have told you should have been telling us how far are you with this particular issue. Rather than telling us the development plan, every year coming back to the development plan. I'm aware about the letter that has been saying that we have to be built as well. I'm raising this issue because it worries us that if the department is going to come before us year in, year out, and sometimes I'm changing the terminology of the center and sitting around the development center, it worries us. We again talk to the people that we are saying that in the senior process of thinking how you're going to deliver this. But the same thing, that the document that is before us, that is saying that it's that. You said we are going to elaborate, spend our reflection time around the education. You know, this worries me again, because last year when we came before, I remember there were two of my colleagues who asked around, there were three girls last year, which we indicated several of the data. say you were glad that it was able to have been, I think it was 50 or 55% if my name was correct, then. But if you are saying you don't have the data, we then what is it? Because I'm going to ask a question. Those that came before us last year, where did they get the data from? If a year later, I think you don't have the data. You know, I'm saying again, because I know that you were not part of the presentation last year. I'm saying that you see that point. Which you need to explain to us. Because the details of this presentation, you can have the data in terms of the presentation in terms of the area. Link is just different.
Okay.
Yeah, if I may try to stop someone there. Oh, the last one, sir, if you allow me. If you learn the internal form on your stretch length 325, new systems and procedure of Amendment Act 126. If I'm correct, you refer to the revenue of my but anyway, you will know where the tax number is. Your target is March 2003. But when you are talking to us, you will say, I think it refers to Ella. You also raised the issue around the scaling down of the bills that are going to come before us. I want to put you to address that because there was a target of March. This is my March already now, which is next year March. So I think we'll talk about the next part of that year.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question relates to the first sentence that the DC started with in terms of the future objective. That is redistribution of 30% of white-owned agricultural land by 2040 for sustainable agricultural development. I want to concentrate on the sustainable agricultural development. And the question relates to that. How is the department of different ones of tourism in success number one of the objectives? To what extent is it has it an ability to create and to look after sustainable agriculture? To care for the project so that the project is not just huge and continuous with frustration. To what extent has the department the ability in terms of its managerial capacity to do something in this regard? And when you're transferring that, do you already have a plan in place for the sustainable development of that specific land? Is that done by the Department of Land Affairs? And how is it implemented and how is it monitored to comply with your strategic objectives? Then in slide 12, you say provision for school development, land for land and agrarian reforms for all stakeholders. What is the capacity of the department in this regard to really get schools on the ground ready to enforce the action and how many people are involved in this? The other question is that you mentioned that in terms of resettlement and in terms of improvement of farm living, that you are planning an integrated system between the departments of housing, water, and land. To what extent is that existing? In other words, is this new or has it been planned? And to what extent does such a plan need and plan and integrate the systems that you from land reform of being taking people to put them on land and getting all of that what is necessary to have a successful land reform program in place with the water requirements, with the housing requirements, with the road requirements, with the land, and with agriculture. Is there something like that? who's responsible for that? Because what I see, I hear, but I can't see it really from ground level. Then the other question, just on land tax, what do you envisage? Will this be an additional tax on top of the new municipal tax, which is also now coming onto land and especially agriculture? Will this be on top of? Will it be a value-based tax? Or what? Tell us a bit more about this tax. And then, if you see, I might die now.
You're coming home.
Okay, brother. I'm going to ask my brother. The intervention to, yeah, this is the other point. The intervention to halt the post 1994 settlement growth for a family. So, what do you mean by that? Just elaborate a bit more. What do you mean by that?
Why we need to protect these people who occupy the farm, we do still need to protect the owner. This is very true. For instance, you get this farm dweller sitting in his house in that corner. He has got a great desire to get in and to get out. But his friends when visiting this, sometimes that stay over the fence. The fence breaks and you want to kick it. So there's nothing in the act which says what this fund will have to do. You have no control over how much stock this fund will have to be. Consequently, you end up overpaying. And it comes back to the owner. So why we were going to do this one? But we're also going to protect the farm owner. Second, if we go to page 5, before I go to page 1, in his specification, the priest made mention of that this jacket empowering his agents and youth. What has been the status quo before this? When the priest said they are starting, what has been happening before? And what has been stopping them? Why has it taken them so long to empower these people? If we go to page 10, we've got
we're joining the father, the comrade now.
Yes, 4 million hectares have been delivered. Now, are we able to indicate how these new owners are performing those lands? I mean, it's not useless to say that for the sake of giving people to mature their land, and they don't produce what we need food. They must produce from that when we can take it as if we go to page 7, slide 42. We are saying, we're talking about policy on state land acquisition. How much land is owned by the state? For how long has this land been owned by the state? And why is it owned by the state? On page 8, slide 15. My question is about short sentence. There are quite a lot of legislation which are coming up. Some are being amended, they want to take up. What I would like to know is, are they in contact with the chief? And what is the attitude of the chief? Because I would say that is the truth of the be a threat to the authorities. The last one, on page 9, on page 9, slide 18. we say 16,000 individuals. Now, I said to Mr. President that those individuals are emerging farmers. So if I'm wrong, then they're faithful. Now, if these are emerging farmers, of these emerging farmers, how many have finished graduation to commercial farmers? If there are any. If there are none, why? Thank you, sir.
I'm just going to confirm, you know, beginning on the first slide, of the time that it's taken to do formally available which has been delivered. And I think everyone does know that land is one of the most serious issues because the indigenous people of this country have decided, simply because it was all writing down, there was appearing to be courses of labor in India, and those lands were there. But when the people came and educated us, they then created a little bit down and took over the authority of it. And I'm really concerned that there needs to be some sort of urgency placed behind it. Because, and we need to know what the problem is. I think by now the CCS is not saying these are the problems that we should try and overcome. The other thing is that I think we should encourage agriculture education. I think we should do this and make the young people confident going back to the rest. Because education is really important. The other concern is what's the role of the municipality? Because we know in the city, in the red, there's a fight between the municipality and the red. Won't there be a fight between the municipality with their things? Because the municipalities make revenue out of land. When they don't use it, they leave them out to farmers, etc., and thereby get revenue out of it. I think that's an important issue that we would have to look at. The land rights family facility, I think, is a very, very, very good idea. Because this is important. Just a recent issue with the shore. And none of them. But the thing was that everything went very well. No one would expect that someone could be killed with a shaker. From very peaceful, from people who were living there, the farmers and a few local people living together. But all of a sudden, the issue of land came up, the ownership of this land, and we had a shaker in our hands. And I think we need to be really serious about this. Because we don't have across the border. For many years, in that area, there was relative peace. And all of a sudden, people were losing the ability of land, and land became a major issue. And I'm hoping that's not going to happen in our country, because we don't need that. We should take note of that and try and look forward to speaking to avoid that sort of action. Thank you.
Thank
you,
Honorable Mr.
Thank you, General. I'll try and answer. There is some more questions for the some problems. Chair, are we ready to meet the time frame as stipulated for this exercise of registration? Are we experiencing any challenges in implementing the expropriation system? How many claimants have been settled under the delegated power by the Minister to the Commission? Somewhere the commissioner stated they had some challenge which sort of delayed the speed at which they were trying to achieve their target. And we queried the 1-year contract from the staff, he says this is an impediment because they do not know what to do after a year. I would like to challenge you to find out exactly how he feels this challenge could be met head on. What is your proposition? Now, in land reform, I am skeptical about delivery there. And the question that I would ask is, how are we doing with regard to the facilitation of cuts and also MAFISA? Because I do know for a fact that people are really not getting much service through this system. It's there, but it doesn't aid even the so-called previous cities of Dantin. Thank you.
I wish to indicate that I sympathize with the situation we have and encourage them to be as practical as possible in these matters and putting them in order for the community as truthfully as possible. Because they may, for any of them, try to be more than. They will force this to the commission the entire on something that they need in the forefront of the fight are in a condition. So I'm encouraging that it doesn't matter how unpleasant issues may be, but they need to say so that when we deal with this problem, we deal with it from the position facing and dealing with reality. On the issue of land, we face a situation where the government, we have compromised the right of our people to receive the land, all the land that they that was taken from them. This government limited that right of the people by limiting the ability of the the land that was taken only from 1994, when the bulk of the land was gone. The only thing that could compensate and keep our people at peace with the compromise is the ability of us to leave our own progress of gender. To leave our own plan of defense. So any handicap for me is going to force us to reflect the compromise. Last week, Chairperson Ibonyama asked what is for the committee. We did ask them about the statements that were made, some of our members have recalled to the effect that in terms of implementing what we have as our national pilot project. In other words, we were saying whether this app delivers or not, we're going to see it in what we have. Now the very instrument that this statement was made based on, namely the Wanyamasha board, had nothing to show which was saying Clara in Bosnian is really moving. If it is not moving in Bosnian yet, how are we going to classify people in other provinces who look at this particular legislation with the hope that they are going to be able to realize their land for their province faster than they have been? My question, which also touches on what my comrade Nadia asked, is, in the past year, more than 10 years, we have only delivered 4% of the land from this intent to deliver by 2014. What is the trick? We need to know, all of us here who are very excellent, we need to know what is the peak that we have from the south is this simple, as well as the south peak of all the parliamentarians from the work of the government. We need to know what is the peak that is going to deliver 20% less. My other question is, we saw from the financial officer's presentation that budget allocation for the commission was going to go down because of the imminent winding up of that program. The other line in level reform was right up. My hope is that we are, and the department is going to try by all means to ensure that the budget for restitution is not lost with the winding up of the that budget is going to be seen getting on to the then reform, and because it's going to change. My last one. I think when we were dealing with Nava, a myth that we need to take it to understand that one of the acts that we received was this one that the department says is going to have their administration act. Why does it come out for amendment like that? One. relate to the purchasing of land. I think when I joined this portfolio committee in 2002, the statement that I had was that the government was not in the business of owning land, and therefore government was identifying all the land before the business of owning, which was exactly called the people. What I hear now about the state of land by government seems to contradict that. I would understand if government says sellers of land must notify government so that government fast track the link between the zones and the zones to need that. Because mainly government would have a solid program. People would be identified. But I would not understand if
thank you, Chairperson. Just two or three questions. Maybe they are very simple questions. So, who is the idea of passing this one? Because we have a conversation. The development of programs for empowerment of women, children, people with disabilities, people living with HIV and AIDS, as well as those and disabled, is in the context of the department's mandate. Now, yes, refer to the 10 years, the previous 10 years that we've spent with you people. Why only now? That is, I wanted to take it further to say, not only why only now, but you cited lack of capacity in meeting this strategic plan. We talk about lack of capacity. Are we going to be able to achieve this now? And coupled with that is in slide number 8. Where you talking about development of policy guidelines to amplify the core objectives. Why only now? Why are you doing this now? I want to go to slide number 10, but I won't go to all the numbers. When you say there are capacity constraints, particularly in core functions within the department, how are we going to achieve this 20 million hectares within 7 years? That's what you said on page 7, slide 14, you talk about the policy. Have you started drafting the policies? When are they going to be publicized? Especially evictions the one that uses evictions and sections of Kenya for people living in on commercial farms, and also the land ownership by foreigners. And the sustainable settlement of human settlement. Those are the policies that should be the first priority. But looking at the policies that we have prioritized, I don't see them appearing on that list. When are they going to be drafted? When are we receiving them? In what speed are you going to do this? And lastly, Chairperson, on this skills thing, looking at the page 31 of this document, on human resource management plan. You talk about capacity constraints, particularly in all functions within the department. Now, you also talk about scarcity of skills, particularly in technical areas. So when you go further to the next stage, you have this program that you have outlined here. I find it very difficult. I don't know whether it's my reading of this. In bullet number 3, you talk about some components are operating at low capacity with delivery, which are directly affect service delivery. After 10 years, why only seeing that now? And when you go further down, you talk about the absence of job description creates conflict. This one really creates a job. How were these people hired? What were they doing for all these years? Why now the absence of job description? If you can elaborate a bit to us on this one. And you go down, further down, so on 8 you say the scarcity of critical skills. You tell us what you are going to do here. But to me, it doesn't make sense because if you go down bullet 1-3, it says, as a means of addressing the current shortage of critical skills, the department should be talking to the teacher telling somebody else what to do. Isn't it going to be proper if you say we consider doing 1-3 rather than saying the department should? And also on top they also said the department could. So to me it doesn't make sense, but really we should rather say we are doing 1-3. Also on the next page, training was always linked to business needs. What are you saying here? When did you identify this shortfall? And how have you been operating all these years? When now you come and say this is a challenge in the department? And also the poor knowledge of information management, the lack of mentorship. I really don't know whether this is taking us somewhere. If you can elaborate on all these things, just tell us what has been happening all along and why was it left for so long not attended to, and what changes are we going to see, and how long will it take for us to see changes? Because if we start now, it might take another 5 years before we see changes in the department. Now, the last one would be, is there a way of training people to close this gap that has been developed and try to develop the gap that is needed in the department? Instead of complaining about gap skills, what is it that we can do together, the department, the government, and everybody to close this skills gap? And what have you been doing all this year to close this skills gap? And the last one, Jefferson, would be on the vacancies. Hey, the rate, we should get 23% of keeping parking sector alone, 7.5%. Why all these vacancies? When are they going to be closed? Thank you, Jefferson.
Thanks, Martin. Any other
thank you, Ken. Well, I think one of them asked for a royal interview. In my understanding, the what changed on Clara has been the first time that someone has to be in Bangkok, shouting something from the project in the US. Now, the department has been pointed out in a number of interventions in the committee. Thing to
them, but they didn't realize certain things that could have done in this world. For instance, the president informed us that they are working on it, on facilitating the acquisition of land by farm sellers and farm workers, people living on other people's farms. Because Esther is a good, efficient, and fortunate opportunity. Esther killed the best thing, but never intended to stop it. It was intended to stop and look for it. Physically, the physical thing is outside of the physical process. And hence, there are provisions in the act that say that system must be provided with land. Now, I was wondering why it has not been uppermost in the mind of see that the solution to this problem is not to raise the issue, but they providing the people with land. I think now that's the pattern. He decided that why not to do that. I should have to know why all along that the control of a similar to the friends who legal assistance, most of these people are in shock, lose this essence for everything. Because that is the problem, because they don't have anything. Or they don't have legal advice at all. And yet, the law makes clear that the question of legal advice is the paramount. What is the holding the department to provide that kind of advocacy for the law? And look at the program, there are other departments that are going to be by the look at it, that they will be playing in this community all along the way, they must be interacting and the coordination of my community, for them to form a group of teams. Taking from that, then, how far now have other departments shown an interest to cooperate? Then, on the question of the government on the care, that has been given by the past year. Can the department indicate whether this 4 million that taken into account in land that might have been obtained outside of government property between William Fires and William Fellers, and William Fellers were white and William Fires were black? Now that is the only question of what is on land ownership by foreigners. When we will report that we understand to be combined by people given the chance of investigating this matter to be for public voluntary including of course parliament.
But to explain that keep excluding you because you are a farmer.
I'm not a farmer.
After they have to stop there. And the second one, while I understand that the policy is being developed on the issue of the foreign land ownership, but presently, Ngabu Nyabo is in a position of which they are looking. How much land is in the hands of the foreigner? Because then it doesn't make sense for my thing like access to the issue of foreign land ownership. Then why are we wanting the land left from Nabu Nyabo if you don't get settled in our income level kind of stuff? Because it's only them that buy it, not our profession.
The amount allocation is up there from 410 to 358. Behind the page letter. It says up from 410 to 358 in 208. Which after the soldiers to why, well, I would have thought that it would go up because of inflation and well, I think that in those times and things like that, it should go up instead of dropping. Then on program 4, it goes down to 2.5. And would this mean that you have passed completed or the workload has dropped on the logistics, that the amount are going down?
Thank you, on the figures of things. In the first slide, the one thing I don't understand is that the budget for 2607 is 3.7 billion rand. And then we see projection until February 07 is 4.7. I don't understand that. And then there was in the budget in October, November last year, there was a 1.2 billion unspent. In the revised budget, there was 1.5 billion unspent in the rest. Now, how did this figure come to that contract you must have?
That's one person on slide 18. You talked about monitoring everything effectiveness and the creation of a particular body that will do that. But if you look at the budget, there's no way where it is budgeted for. This is going to be financed under the land reform program, which is industrial fire prevention.
Like you said, just on eviction, if there is no real statistic on eviction, did the minister consult the department before she made her statement in December that that's the time that many evictions may occur? Where did she get the statistics for that?
Anybody cries in doing another.
One. Relates to land and tenure reform as in land redistribution and land tenure reform. The Chief Director for Land Reform Implementation and Coordination. Implementation, Coordination and Management will deal with those questions. Where I have to add, I will add. Questions that relate to land planning and information, such as survey, deed, and spatial planning. The GDG for land planning and information will respond, and where I have to add, I will add. Let me start responding to some of the questions. I would like to start with those that relate to agricultural support services and the sustainability of projects, land reform projects. The first question relates to the ability of the department to look after land reform projects in terms of their sustainability. It also relates to whether we have a plan for sustainability of this project. I will link that to the comment about CAP and MAFISA. As you all should know, it is not the mandate of the Department of Land Affairs to provide agricultural support. It is the Department of Agriculture, National and Provincial, particularly Provincial. However, it is in our interest as the Department of Land Affairs to see that when people have been provided with agricultural land, they are in a position to use that land for their subsistence as well as to explore economic opportunities once the land has been provided to them. It is for this reason then that as a department, we have taken it upon ourselves that we have a monitoring and evaluation framework to look, amongst others, wherever after people had received land, their quality of life improved. We have developed certain indicators in this regard. Over the years, we have been conducting what we call quality of life surveys, which are done on a 2-yearly basis. We are expecting a report soon on one of those surveys. Secondly, before people are settled on the land and it is transferred to them in ownership, there's a whole process that takes place, which includes, amongst others, development of business plans. If people are going to be getting farmland, what is this land going to be used for? If they are going into farming, what will the yield be and what income will people derive from those farming operations? And it is the Department of Agriculture, particularly provincial departments of agriculture, who work together with the Department of Land Affairs in terms of that, because they are the experts. So if I may answer the question about the ability of the Department of Land Affairs, is that we don't have that ability and it is not within our mandate to provide agricultural support services. However, we do employ people who are agricultural economists who can advise on certain aspects in relation to sustainability. But that is not within our mandate. It is unfortunate because I would have expected the DG of Agriculture to have been part of this, and I think he would be able to respond to those questions around sustainability and how they are assisting land reform beneficiaries in this regard. Some of you would also recall that when we designed the land redistribution for agricultural development sub-program of our redistribution program, one of the main objectives for coming up with that program was to ensure that we deal with issues of sustainability of land reform projects. Because in a review that had taken place prior to the introduction of that program, it became clear that one of the shortcomings was provision of agricultural support services to land reform beneficiaries. And LRAC then was designed in such a manner that that support comes up front as the project is being designed for each land reform beneficiary. But as all of you may also recall, that at the point when we wanted to implement that program, we hit a snag. And that snag was that there were not sufficient funds that were allocated to the Department of Agriculture to provide that part of LRAD, which is agricultural development. And we had to go through a process which took us about 2 years supporting each other in discussing with the National Treasury. And out of that process, the program called CAP was born, which provided a fund for agricultural support. That program is designed in a manner that allows 70% of the funds that are provided for that program to go to land reform beneficiaries, and the other 30% can go to others. But as all of you might also know, that this program has not run without its own program, and I'm sure the DG of the culture might be able to talk about those problems in terms of spending by provincial departments of agriculture. One problem that I know of has been the question that the National Department of Agriculture, although has provided this funding, is not in full control in terms of what happens at the province because of the concurrency of functions. But that problem is being dealt with. Subsequent to CAP another program came up, MAFISA, which works on a basis of providing loans. It was also aimed to deal with the question of sustainability of projects, particularly your land reform projects, which are micro projects. However, the DG of Agriculture is the one who is best placed to answer questions relating to that. Now I'm done with those questions around the system, but how far I can respond to questions relating to sustainability and agricultural development. Now I want to go to the first question that was asked. And I've just captured one phrase there, which says planning all the time. The environment in which we find ourselves, and I think that is not only peculiar to the Department of Land Affairs, but it is peculiar to all organizations, both in the public and the private sector, that if you don't plan all the time, you may not achieve what you want to achieve. There are many schools of thought with respect to this matter. Others say you must have a 5-year plan, others say 3-year plan, others are saying because the only thing that is constant is change, you have to plan every day. It means that as you implement, you have to plan. As you plan, you have to implement. I don't want the question of planning to be ridiculed, to be seen as not important. That we are before this committee today is because we have come here to present a strategic plan of the department. We have to plan. You asked us to plan, and that is exactly what we are doing and what we should do. But I agree that it cannot only end at planning, we must also implement. And we are implementing. Some of the things that arise in our strategic plan are as a result of implementing. Issues arise out of implementation that we need to think about. And we need to come up with action plans for this. Perhaps when later this year we report on what we have done, when we are looking at our annual report, I'm sure the members will see that we have been implementing. Yes, Honorable Member Nell, we want Fukushima. We said this even before the new minister came in, if you recall. This was the clarion call at the Land Summit. The partnership to fast track land and agrarian reform, that was our theme. Which is nothing else but Fukushima. We want Fukushima, and we are trying Fukushima. Plus proactive land acquisition strategy. We have started implementing the proactive land acquisition strategy. We started in 2005. I may not be able to give you the exact figures now, but later we may be in a position to provide those figures, but we have started the process of proactive land acquisition. So we're implementing. The special purpose is we never presented to yourself this concept. It came out of a presidential working group session that we had last year. as a possible mechanism that can be utilized to deal with the complexity of the land reform process. And we have started to elaborate on this concept to say what it is, how it should be working. In the coming financial year, you may have an opportunity to present that to yourself. The final document is almost complete on the FTD, which we will share with yourself, which is going to assist us to Kijima. We have not yet implemented what is contained in the special purpose vehicle, because it's a matter that arose out of the presidential working group, and it also arose at the cabinet Maputla that took place subsequently. And a discussion document has been prepared, and it is advanced stages, and we will present it to yourself on how this SPV is going to work in our view. Public-private partnerships for delivery of land that you are talking about. This is also contained within this STP story, because we are saying, as we have said before, and as we have indicated even at the Land Summit, taking the theme of the Land Summit into account, that the land reform process is a national process. It is a process that requires not only government to drive it, but it needs every South African to rally behind the land reform process. And that would include the private sector. So the PPP arrangement that we are talking about is a process which says, let's work with the private sector to deliver this huge amount of land that we want to deliver. Government on its own may not be in a position to do so without the collaboration of other sectors of society. And the PPP story is around that. In the SPV, for example, when the land has been bought and it needs to be developed, either for farming purposes or for housing purposes or whatever, we do not expect that it will only be government that comes in for development of that land. We think the private sector will also participate. Indeed, we are developing this concept together with the private sector, with agribusiness organizations and others, and the banks also want to get involved in this. So that when we talk of public-private partnership, that is what we're talking about. On Clara, which persons need their land to be secured on communal land? I think we must read the white paper on land policy. We must also go back to the time when we started the process of coming up with Clara, what informed us in coming up with the communal land rights. One of the major issues in relation to communal land that we want to address is the chaotic land administration in communal areas, the PTOs that we are talking about now. I'm sure some of you are aware of what is happening along the wild coast in the former Transvaal in relation to these issues of PTOs, to an extent that at some point in time there was investigations that were made in terms of the people illegally occupying or having illegal PTOs. I think there was his unit or whatever that was still investigating that some years ago. Mm-hmm. So all that I'm saying is that PTOs are not a guarantee of secure tenure for people in those areas. We need something more than a PTO. Okay? And Clara is addressing that. But it is not only Clara, we have legislation in terms of upgrading of land tenure of the rights. Alpha. That we are currently utilizing. So some provisions of that act are incorporated in Clara as well. All the people who stay in communal areas need their land, their tenure rights or land rights to be secured. Because we know that this land has been, strictly speaking, held by the state, not by those communities who live in this area. And that's what Clara seeks to correct. The TSC investigation in the DLA, I am not the competent person to deal with that question. I think the person who can deal with that is the minister, who may be in a position to say whether it has started, when is it going to be completed. I'm not in a position to respond to that question. What strategy to employ to fast-track land reform? It's a question that we are also asking ourselves in the department. What do we need? We have made our proposals and they are coming to ourselves. What strategy? In the flat plan that we have, and even in the flat plan of this year, we have indicated what needs to be done, and we hope it's going to work. All these policy reforms I spoke to, they are also aimed at ensuring that we speed up with the demand. But I know, sitting here, that we are going to hit some stumbling blocks on the road. And this has become clear even last year. You will recall there was a Farmers Weekly article, and on the front page of that cover, on the cover page, something that read like, the officials of the Department of Land Affairs are hatching a plan to change the constitution. And it was in relation to these strategies that we wanted to employ. Of course, the document was leaked somehow before we had come to any final conclusions about the content of that document. But I must say to this committee, that document now is going to be open to part of the public, probably in the next two, three months, because we have, as a department, completed that discussion document. So you will be in a position to engage with that document when it comes about. In fact, it's two documents: willing buyer, willing seller, the land check Dr. Sanitar that we spoke about. Okay. And it is at that point that we will tell you what is this agricultural land tax we are talking about. Is it an additional tax? How is it going to work? As you know, this was one of the recommendations, these two, so one of the recommendations of the land summit. So we are coming back to that. I may also include the question of expropriation. But we have been engaging with the Department of Public Works, who is responsible for the expropriation legislation. And they are amending the act, and we have made input in the amendment of that. I'm hoping that it is in the legislation program for the next financial year.
I hope it will be better than your previous one.
Yes. The 60,000 individuals that we are talking about in our plan, this is an estimation, it's not an exact figure. We work on the basis of that. When we talk about the 82 million hectares of land that was owned by white, farmland, owned by white, we were talking about between 40 to 45,000 a summer. So we're saying if we take that, probably as a benchmark, we would like to reach, in terms of effort, about 60,000 individuals or farmers. The Batupili issue, I agree it is not new and we have been implementing Batupili, but the DDG Corporate Services will talk at length on that. We have been implementing that. But if you read our strategic plan, we're saying Batupili revitalization strategy, which means that in the implementation of Batupili, we have come across a certain challenge, and that revitalization strategy is aimed at dealing with those challenges so that we become more effective in the implementation of Batupili. Some of you might know that the Public Service Commission has just released a report on the implementation of Batupili government-wide by all the departments, national and provincial. They are pointing out to certain weaknesses in the implementation of that. Okay. And we are also studying that so that we incorporate those in the revitalization strategy. Because I said, as you implement, new issues arise and we have to plan around those new issues and come up with better implementation plans. The implementation of CLARA. It said that we came to this committee even last year and spoke about implementation of CLARA. Now if you look at what we said in this current strategic plan for the current financial year, we aimed at implementing CLARA on the 1st of April 2007, if my memory serves well, which is this coming April, next month. And what were we doing before that time? We're preparing for implementation. And what does that preparation for implementation entail? We had reported to this committee previously what that entails. To refresh your memory, that we said people who are going to be doing land administration in all these areas need to be trained in land administration. Those land administration structures we are talking about in the legislation, they need capacity for land administration. And one of the initiatives we have taken in this regard is to work with tertiary institutions. One example in KwaZulu-Natal, we have established with that university a course specifically meant to address the question of land administration in the communal areas when CLARA is implemented. So there's a course that is running, which we are doing jointly with the University of KwaZulu-Natal. That's in preparation for implementation. The other work that we are currently doing, we are busy in some areas in the former Transkei, okay, surveying those areas, because this communal land that we're talking about is unsurveyed, unregistered. So that In fact, that in itself, although we call it preparation, it is implementation of class. We can then safely say that we are started with implementation. Perhaps the first phase of implementation, which is the preparatory work. But what we are saying, from next year we'll be starting to move even more aggressively in terms of implementation of Clara. We intended piloting Clara in some provinces. It is true that in KwaZulu-Natal we had started certain processes. But as we were doing so, came the constitutional challenge to Clara. And we have to sit back and pause and say, what does this mean? Does it mean we go ahead with the implementation of FLARA or not? We sought legal opinion on that matter. The initial legal opinion that we got was saying, look, the court may not take kindly to what you want to do to implement whilst there is this constitutional challenge. But later on again, as the situation is always the case, lawyers would not agree on anything. Some other legal opinions came up to say, no, there's no problem, you can go ahead. And we have decided to follow the lesson. But despite the case, we will implement. We will deal with whatever comes when it comes, because we are implementing. And that's why the President announced with the State of the Nation Affairs that we shall be implementing Clara. On the question of farm eviction data, we are being very honest in this regard to say the data that we have on farm eviction is inadequate. It's not that there is no data, and I didn't say so, but I said it is not sufficient. We do not always know about evictions that have taken place. In some instances we will know because municipalities will come to us, the evicted people will approach us, but we're saying now we want to be proactive in terms of we have to monitor evictions much more efficiently and effectively. That is what we have. So to come to your question about which relates also to the statement made by the minister in December. What he said about evictions was based on this information that we get in this manner that I have just described. Here in the Western Cape, for example, we've been getting information from the Department of Agriculture, from the NEC, responsible for agriculture, raising this issue very sharply about what is happening here with evictions that are happening unabated. So those are some of the sources of information. So she based that on this information. She also based it on information that came from the Human Rights Commission report. So those are the sources of information. There was also a survey which was conducted by Ngunzi Development, which was also indicating that there are farm evictions that are continuing. In fact, the rate of eviction is increasing since 1994. Yes, I think the chief director will talk about the land rights management facility because there has been a question on that. I am only dealing with those questions which I thought I should be dealing with, but I'm going to add on others. But I will ask now the chief financial officer to speak to all those issues that relate to finance that have been raised, and those issues that relate to capacity in terms of human resources and basic rates in the department. So.
Thank you,
DG.
Maybe let me start off with there were questions that were raised around slides talking to the empowerment of the vulnerable groups in development. I think maybe I need to make some clarification around the impact of that. Because what has been captured is what we refer to as strategic objective. Now when the CC presented, he left out slide 1, I think up to 9, instead of slide 10, indicating that those strategic objectives, the strategic framework, stands for a certain period. Okay, it's not an annual thing, it's areas that you believe that in the medium term, long term, those are the areas that you will be focusing on. Going beyond the strategic objectives, you now have to look at what are the deliverables annually. And if you look at what is it that you expect out to do, for instance, to look at empowerment in terms of the disabled. If you look at the plan now, for instance, for 2006 and 2007, for instance, we would expect for the disabled, we are going to come up with guidelines that would help us to ensure that the programs that we come up with are not just programs that have been developed by the department, but it has been a consultative process where these are informed by the needs on the ground of the disabled. So we had to go and embark on a process where we consulted with organized forums of disabled people. And if you look at the report now, it would indicate that we've done that. So if you look at those kinds of programs, we need to say, what is it that we accept now we're going to do? Going forward, we said we've now come up with those guidelines, we've got a strategy informed by the need-based strategy, so we are going to come and develop programs. And this is what the work that we have performed will be doing, come up with programs for the disabled. Going forward, 2007-2008, we are embarking on a similar process to deal with the youth. Certainly these issues are not things that you can do overnight because it's not something that you can do alone. You have to contract and make sure so that all parties are taking overboard to ensure that they also give input into those issues. So I think it's important that I identify that issue because it would seem that you can talk about these issues like skills development, you've not been doing it. But you need to say, yes, this is an area of focus, but what are the deliverables? And then you talk to the deliverables. So that would classify the issue. The question was raised around skills development. We've left out two provisions. We said we are going to develop a needs-based, again, we're talking now skill development of land beneficiaries. We are saying we're going to come up with a needs-based training program. We have to go out there and say what are the kind of needs. We need to do a needs analysis. What are the needs that those beneficiaries would require? And these are the things that we've done. So the two problems that we've not talked to, we are busy with, and then so you won't find them, because they are now being addressed in 2006 and 2007. And then going to find the remainder in the plan. And what we are doing, we are contracting, we don't have all the capacity to deal with this program as a department. We are cooperating with universities, and I think the DG has to also talk to this issue, where we've got cooperation with academic institutions, where we are even NGOs, where we are coming up with programs informed by the needs, so that we are able to implement this program. So those are the kind of issues that we are doing. And certainly, it's not something that you can actually do overnight as you're just saying, this is what you can be able to do. That's the two programs, two positives, and then obviously the remaining will be indicated, will be dealt with as indicated in the first step. Who is leading the ward or the issues of empowerment of women? We have Ms. Sarah Mankata. She's our gender focal point in the department. She's working very closely with the ministry So the minister has indicated she's actually leading this program in her office. So, but in the department, from our side, it's Salaman Tata who's working on this program. Again, the issue, why is only now that we are dealing with addressing these issues? It was important for us that we create this kind of structure, like why? Because you wouldn't want to, as a department, sit and think that these are the kind of programs that you're doing in an office. And this, we are going to be using this organized forum to help us to as a department, to say, these are the kind of programs that we should be coming up with. To deal with the needs, be it of women, be it of youth, and so forth. In terms of, I mean, disability, I could also say that from I think we are one of the lead departments in terms of how we push some of the programs. Documented, we work very closely with the presidency in terms of the work that we've done in the past to ensure that we empower the vulnerable groups. On Bartopili, I think the DG has also alluded to this. The framework, and I was going through the annual report. So if you go to page 24 of the annual report, past annual report, page 2005 and 6 annual report, so you will find the work that we've done around Bartopili. We've been working with the Public Service Commission where they've conducted a citizen survey, looking at issues of access of our services, looking at issues of redress mechanisms for our clients. And they come up with a report, a positive report, obviously indicating areas of improvement. And what we are doing, we are now, as we speak, we are taking those areas that have been identified as gaps, we are putting them in what we call our service delivery improvement plan, so that we are able to address those gaps. And we've been, I mean, in the department, we had, I think, also when we started with this program, we were the first ones to have even the service charter and the service delivery improvement plan. And on an annual basis, obviously, you want to review and ensure that you address whatever gaps that are there to ensure that you are effective in dealing with the service delivery issues. Capacity constraints in the department. I think this issue is an issue that is not going to go away now. It's going to be with us for some time, not just in the department, not just in government. I think it's something that we are also experiencing countrywide. The issue of skills, supply, particularly what's the supply of skills. So it's an issue that we always have to ask ourselves whether we have the capacity. When we deal with issues of whether 20 million hectares, are we going to deal, are we using the district, what is the district, and so forth. So we need to look at having a holistic approach to say, yes, it might be policy issues, but it could also be, and we have also been, on a scientific basis, we have been able to identify that some of the constraints relate to capacity. And that is why we have to embark on a project where we look at how do we then look at what is it that needs to be done. We actually went down to the lowest level of delivery. What are the processes? What are the things that need to be done? What are the volumes? And from there, we came up with a structure that we are going to give you, I think you heard from Sudan, that we are going to be presenting to the minister to say, this is the structure, and it's going to be big, because we're talking big number, 20 million, we've only delivered for, we're putting capacity to present to local level, district level, provincial level, and certainly those are the kind of things that we will be looking at. But that talks only to the demand. Now, we also have the supply, and that is going to be a challenge. Well, do we have people who can actually do the reform out there in the market, in the labor market? So and then we must start looking at the multiple strategy to say, how do we then get capacity? We take in terms over time, develop them, and so that they can help us. Do we give bursaries and those are the kind of retention strategy? Also dealing with the challenge that we have in terms of the high mobility that we see in the public service, where people, you know, the tenure that you have on average is 1 year, 2 years. Quite an unstable environment if you really want to improve your capacity. And you're saying, yes, we have to deal with those issues, but like you say, it's something that over time, not just short term, over time when you start looking at issues of certain planning and so forth, we'll be able to deal with it. how can we do this? Like, we have to say, what is the plan? Because some of the issues are not just number based. Some of the issues that you dealt with are issues of, they are qualitative issues. And I think some of the issues would come from the ACAP plan that was alluded to say, what, why are you saying those descriptions? And we're not saying that there's a problem in the department overall. But as we've done a consultative process, you might find that here and then you're saying, well, we will be going back to managers to say, if manager must look in their department, in their area of responsibility, when everything is in place, whether there's a conducive environment. Because you might have all the things, but if the environment is not conducive, you talk about the cash and so forth, you need to ensure that the environment is conducive for improved delivery. So that is the kind of approach that we've adopted to deal with the disease. And basically, the issues that you've related there, it's as critical to say, what are the things that you need to deal with around the issue of spending, the issues that we raised around the budget, rather in terms of the focus, the projections. Again, those are the, you recall that as when I talked about the budget, I said, we said it's an adjusted budget, implying that that was not the originally voted budget, implying that it has taken away whatever funds that have been surrendered, the 1.1 billion and so forth. So the 3.7 that you see there is an adjusted budget. The projections are coming from managers, and obviously you have to be realistic. I mean, this is what they are giving. We know that we are left with 3 months, so they decide we need to talk to that column. This is what the managers are saying we might be able to spend going forward, but we are saying the time is not, maybe yet, going into the next financial year. So for us, that column is not really material. But the budget in program one going down from 410 to 358, what you have in program one, you might have capital expenditure, that is one off. So you wouldn't necessarily have carry through cost because it's one off, particularly in your ICT environment. So that would actually account for the dip that you would see in our program one. The issue on program four, we talked about program forward. When I talked to the figures, I talked about why the paper is down, and precisely for the issue that we've got a target, as we said, the deadline, by 2008, we have to wrap up also. And basically, the resources allocated are informed by RADAR. I hope they have come into more of the issue.
Yeah, that was running up, as I said, I've recorded about 40, at least 45 questions, and I knew that we may not be given the time that is available to go through all of these issues. But we are at your mercy. You have to tell us. Otherwise, we would want to respond to all of the questions that are time constraints. We can't help it.
Yeah,
sometimes
I
say,
with responding to
the
questions that you have asked,
that
you
Yeah, I think that is our support that is also go further. You recall that they will have to appear before us on a court candidate. On track, because that is not happening. Your office will have to write to them and say, in terms of that, we need for them to appear before us on a court candidate. We then have it in the support of that. It is better that in other issues they may offer to respond later. So the question which I have asked last year, I want to advise the DG because you are not yet there, that we still pursue that issue of the staff members who are sitting on land grant board. We still pursue that issue. I'm telling you the information that is coming out is very good, but we still pursue that issue.
Okay, can I deal with that quickly? For the last one.
No,
it's not part of the presentation. No, I'm saying we can deal with that quickly and say,
Let us look at the teaching that they must have. After this, they deal with the last issue that we have to deal with the first issue that we have, not the last issue that we have.
All right, fine, thank you.
So now, I think for the meditation, hoping that maybe the other things, hoping that the question that they are having from the school will be the
deadline, time frame.
Can I ask that the question that relates to the solution be responded to tomorrow, because this is the solution of the question is tomorrow? Just those questions, there are about two of them.
From your presentation, I just want to ask for clarity. The right of first refusal to interstate. Isn't that already the arrangement? Or
no.
So it must now be going to law.
Yeah.
And is that at 1:26? In other words, if I want to sell my land or my property, I must go to the interstate
fair. For your next bit.
Okay, then
you
must
me.
Yeah. Must I do it or can I do it? Voluntary or
you must.
So I'm not.